Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, further detail emerged today in relation to the bike shelter at Leinster House, the final bill for which was €336,000. Internal records from the Oireachtas reveal how concerns over dust and parking spaces delayed the bike shelter for many months. Well, to tell us more, we're joined now by the Irish Times political correspondent Cormac McQuinn. And Cormac, you're welcome. Of course, delayed completion dates are nothing new in this country, Children's Hospital being an obvious example, and other major infrastructure projects as well. But there were repeated delays, were there, with the construction of the bike shelter? Why?
Well, that's what it seems. And I mean, it's these delays that may explain some of the costs, I suppose. Ken Fox, the journalist who has been, I suppose, on top of this story since he broke it at the start of the month, has further information about the process of getting this very fancy bike shelter installed at Leinster House. Various delays, it seems, have occurred, as revealed by correspondence and internal documents from the Oireachtas. This is officials liaising, I suppose, with the Office of Public Works, who is the agency carrying out the work and paying for it. There was all sorts of considerations in terms of how the works might impact on the business of Leinster House and TDs. There was concerns at one point that parking spaces would be held up due to not usable due to the hoarding, and that the loss of 10 of these parking spaces would not be tenable once the TDs and senators returned from a dull break. There was also concern that noise of the works might impact on the business in Leinster House. So it's further insight into how what might be thought of as a relatively simple project to install a bike shelter and a few bike racks can escalate into something quite different.
So with those concerns then that work could only be carried out in certain days so as not to have any impact on the workings within Leinster House, and also the concerns about the parking spaces, do we know, did that all those delays add to the cost, or is that the implication as opposed to maybe what's explicitly written in the correspondence?
That's the implication, really, because this all of this information comes from the House of the Oireachtas, and they're very clear that It's the authority that runs the House of the Oireachtas. The commission there had no role in relation to the approval of capital expenditure for the bike shelter. It wasn't paid from their budget. So it's more a hint of what might have caused the costs rather than getting to the bottom of it. But there are numerous inquiries and plans to probe this further in the coming weeks. Your listeners will be familiar with the Ceann Comhairle, Seanna Fáil, criticising what happened yesterday and the Dáil returned to after its summer recess, saying it was a profound embarrassment. And he has asked for the chairman of the OPW to come before the House of the Oireachtas Commission to provide more information. I gather the OPW is also due before the Committee on Finance and Public Expenditure next week, again, to answer questions on this. And just this morning, the Dáil's Public Spending Watchdog, the Public Accounts Committee, they outlined plans to bring in the OPW on October 10th, again, in part to probe this issue further.
Okay, so lots of inquiries coming one way or another. We may yet get answers. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Cormac McQuinn with the Irish Times.